Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 8, verses 16 through 24. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Shave is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Exodus, the 8th chapter. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, so that it may become gnats in all the land of Egypt." And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff and struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on man and beast. All the dust of the earth became gnats in all the land of Egypt. The magicians tried by their secret arts to produce gnats, but they could not. So there were gnats on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and present yourself to Pharaoh as he goes out to the water, and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants and your people and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be filled with swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. But on that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people dwell, so that no swarms of flies shall be there, that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Thus I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall happen.' And the Lord did so. There came great swarms of flies into the house of Pharaoh and into his servant's house. Throughout all the land of Egypt, the land was ruined by the swarms of flies." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. God sent his messenger to the ruler of the land with a message to let his people go, that God's people might leave into the wilderness from their bondage, where they could hold a feast to worship God freely without overlords. And yet Pharaoh, king of Egypt and false deity, refused as his heart was hardened against the word of God. So God sent his plagues to visit upon this place of captivity, plagues which included gnats and flies. Now of all the plagues, these may seem to be more of a major inconvenience. But these gnats sting with painful skin irritation. They creep into your eyes and your ears and your nose. So much so that in the midst of it, even those who did not believe must now recognize that this is the finger of God and no trickery. Then it gets even more aggressive, buzzing and biting and flies swarming into your face. The land from which these insects came is actually ruined. Plants dead. People disfigured by swelling from the aftermath. Now, in recent times, we as Christians have faced some major inconveniences. And at its worst, it has brought ruin and death. Some fear that our beliefs will be outlawed by our government and that we will be suppressed and persecuted. And in many nations, God's people do not have the liberty to worship freely, and they are expected to bow only to those who rule over them. And to be sure, a great plague has visited upon all of us globally since 2020. But why are we not spared from these plagues as the Israelites were? Why is there no distinction in our suffering? Why are God's people not divided from those of unbelief as they were in Egypt? Make no mistake. Moses went on to warn God's people that they were stiff-necked and that when they turned to their false idols, they too would be plagued by the finger of God. Sackcloth and ashes, we are called to repentance as we have not feared and loved and trusted in God above all things. We have hatred for our neighbor, and we have not loved God with our whole hearts, but have loved the world with earthly desire. We reject our crosses and bristle at the suffering and persecution that we should willingly endure for the sake of our faith and our salvation. And so surely we too find ourselves in bondage to sin, death, and the devil, our captor. It will take nothing short of a miracle that we might exodus from this place of captivity. So our greater Aaron, our great high priest, Jesus Christ, will stretch out his hand, not to call down plagues against some earthly Pharaoh, but he stretches out his hand that he might be pierced for our transgressions. All of sin, all of guilt, shame, fear, anger, doubt, suffering, and grief, all that plagues us, he takes upon himself that it might be crucified with him. And as the earth shakes beneath our feet at the place of the skull, and the temple curtain is split like the Red Sea, all must recognize that this is the finger of God. This is the exodus to the promised land. As our greater Moses, Jesus Christ, with his dying breath on the cross, commands our captor Satan, "Let my people go." And Christ leads us in the exodus from tomb to resurrection, permanently divided from the plague of death. He leads us through the parted sea and the waters of our baptism as this grace is sprinkled upon us. As we might drink from the milk of his blood and eat from the honey of his flesh, there in the very promised land of milk and honey itself. We, brothers and sisters, are free in Christ, and nothing can plague us or hold us captive. The sting of death is no more, and the marks of the cross are our badge of honor. We are the people of God, dear Christians. We are the people of God. We have faced the fiery furnace. We have been thrown to the lions in the den. There in the arena, we have seen all manner of execution. And yet we will not cower in fear, but will confess all the more boldly. We will not bend our knee to Pharaoh or Caesar or any earthly king. We would rather bow our head and give our necks than to go back to the yoke of Egypt. We have but one God that we will worship, because by the very finger of God itself, the cross was placed upon our foreheads and upon our hearts. So come what may, we will live without fear. We will live with an everlasting joy. We will live with a peace that passes all understanding. Because ours, Ours is the kingdom of heaven, where no plague will befall us ever again. But the feast in which we worship God, that, dear brothers and sisters, will last forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Kenneth Baumberger, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.